Senate Associated Students to order on Wednesday, August 17th, 2016 at 5:08 in room 320. Moving into agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving to agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Teixeira.
Present.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Blair.
Absent, excused.
Senator Bond.
Tardy, excused.
Senator Bradley.
Absent, excused.
Senator Charles.
Skip over that one.
Senator Crooks.
Absent, excused.
Senator Krupe.
Present.
Senator Duvall.
Present.
Senator Eschenbach.
Present.
Senator Fang.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator Henderson.
Absent, excused.
Senator H. Jackson.
Present.
Senator T. Jackson.
Present.
Senator Jacoby.
Absent, excused.
Senator Jordan.
Present.
Senator Kohler.
Present.
Senator Macabala.
Absent, excused.
Senator Oliva.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator Urikidi.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Awesome. All right, moving into agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Cool. Moving into agenda item 7, reports of ASU and officers, president of the Associated Students, Brendan Boone. You can sit right here.
Hey, everyone. Not a whole lot. There's been a huge focus on retreat, Sebastian putting in on all that, but I have begun discussing a new project with Linda Cliff. She's a former retired professor who has taken it upon herself to work with different local businesses and try and get them to promote the Wolf Pack and get more wolf stuff in front of their businesses. One thing she's really trying to do is get these fiberglass wolves made for different big corporations such as Eldorado and the local station casinos to be put outside of their businesses. So I'm working with her on that. Tonight you're going to see a lot of new budget changes. I'll go in detail over them later, but there are some big ones, such as I Lead About a Mentorship Program and elections that I want you guys to pay close attention to. Retreat covered that. SGA and TMCC, myself and Speaker Pro Tem Jackson this morning were able to give a tour and a presentation to the student government at TMCC. They're currently having their retreat in the chambers right now. And we were able to tell them about all the great stuff that we do. And I think they got a real good grasp on what ASUN does and how some of our projects are way too out of their realm with their budget being significantly smaller, but I think they got a few good ideas of how we operate and different ideas that can translate over there. And good news, last week I reported to you that the mayor, I had this idea of having the mayor write a letter to every incoming freshman. I got an email back today that said that she'd love to write the letter. She just wants me to write it. She'll sign it. So that's all it's going to take. So, and Admissions and Records has already agreed to mail them out. So this is going to be a thing. Shannon now wants to create a thing where the ASUN president sends out an email to every incoming freshman on the first day of school welcoming them as well. So we're going to be looking into that some more. But that's all I've got. I'll see you in a little bit with that.
Do you have any other reports?
Yes. Sorry. Director Rojas, I'll be working on the diversity barbecue with Casey and co-sponsoring an event with Stephen to target the minority. Stephen is an elections chairman, niece, to target the minorities on our campus and get them to vote in the upcoming elections. Richard Long, Director Long, can you tell Senate that the commission has been meeting and are working on policy changes for funding? We're getting close to club fair and are having people sign up, but the senators can keep telling their clubs to sign up to help them out. I have been working lately on making sure that the inactive and pending clubs are renewed and have been contacting them individually Lastly, I emailed over 1,800 incoming freshmen that showed interest in clubs and orgs, told them about Club Fair, to follow ASU on social media, and to sign up for Give Pulse, which is huge. And then Vice President Springmeier, I'm just working on a couple art projects for Biggest Little Festival and looking into different sustainable projects for campus. Senators Berrigan and Jordan are signed up for the 24th makeup orientation session from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. If you cannot make that anymore, please let myself or Vice President Springmeier know. Looking forward to retreat. Everyone, please bring a positive attitude and an open mind. See you all soon. That's all I've got.
Awesome.
What's the date for the orientation?
August 24th.
Chief of Staff, Sebastian Lufthansa.
Okay, hello guys. We just got back from a huge shopping trip. Senator Jordan, thank you for joining us. But everything's really prepped for retreat. That's kind of what I want to talk to you guys about if you have any questions for me. Last time we talked about the gear that we were getting you guys with that extra money that Senate granted us. So thank you, Senator Green, for helping me stuff all these. But these are what all of them are going to look like. We have your guys' little name tags. Keely, this one's yours right here. But inside, we got you guys a ton of fun stuff, including these cool little booklets, ASU 2016 or draft picks. And then how we're doing it this year is we're going to break you guys up into groups based off your jerseys. So I brought all the different color jerseys with me just to show you. This is going to be the very first day tomorrow, the Nevada or the draft picks. So these are all the jerseys that we got you guys. And cool. So that's it. But if there's any questions for me, please let me know. What's really cool is we are going to be using GivePulse this time for all the community service that we're going to be doing. So all of you will be signing up for your specific activity through GivePulse. Stephanie has been working really hard with that, and then we've also been getting other groups to sign up, as Director Wong said. But that's really it for retreat. If you guys have questions, please let me know. But 5:30 tomorrow morning, the buses are leaving, so if you're not there, then you can't get on the bus. But I got you guys coffee. So let's get it going. Any questions?
All right, thank you. Deputy Chief of Staff, Michael Upton.
Hello, everyone. Small table. So not a super eventful week, but just to touch up on PAC-friendly businesses. So I've finally taken over on that now. So I've been updating the Excel sheet, and today I dropped off a bunch of stickers to local companies. One of them was Tahoe Nevada Love. I actually got this t-shirt for really cheap. And they're a really cool store in the basement if you guys haven't been there. And out front of that, I met a woman. Her name was Kate. I can't remember her last name at this point, but I have it on my phone. And she works for Sierra at Tahoe, which is really cool. And she really wants to do something with PAC-friendly businesses, possibly discounted ski tickets for our students or possibly season passes. So we'll see. Moving forward with that. And then the SNF. So Rachel Lucas has sent me all of her past emails, all of her contacts to other universities. So now we're going to be moving forward on who else we want to contact, what universities we want to contact, and sitting down with Sandy on what's feasible financially with that. And then the last thing I want to remind you guys is that we have the bicycle tour on September 9th. So bring your bikes out. It will be at the bike repair station over by the Joe. And that's where we're going to be meeting at 4 p.m. So I'll just remind you that every week and also post it on the Facebook page. Yeah.
Any questions for Director Wilson?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Alexis, share a seat, please.
What's up, guys? So my report will be super short only because I'm going to be giving you guys a PowerPoint presentation here shortly, which will cover most of what my report could be. So I figured we should just do it all at once then.
Chief Justice and we were gonna.
Hey guys, good evening. So tonight I have another Associate Justice candidate for you guys. Like I said, I'm bringing you the best of the best. And other than that, if you have any questions, feel free to ask myself or General Tedford.
Any questions?
Thanks, guys.
Speaker Pro Tem, Commander Jackson.
Been working on a lot of College of Education stuff, so for Pro Temp, I don't have much of a report other than I'm writing a few pieces of legislation, one of which is going through tonight, so just watch out for that.
And for myself, I'm really excited for a retreat so we can talk about ideas and projects we want to work on as a Senate. I want to make sure we achieve all of our goals that we ran on and talked about at the beginning when we first got trained. So make sure you bring a copy of your goals for when you're running to retreat on, I believe it's Saturday? Saturday, yeah. All right, and moving into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 10, motions to fast track. This is motions to fast track agenda item 8. Senator Jackson.
I move to fast track the nomination of Corbett Fleming to Associate Justice, as well as the nomination of Veronica Charles to the Director of Legislative Affairs through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? All right, motion carries. Moving to agenda item 11, nomination of Corbett Fleming to Associate Justice. Corbett, if you would join us at the table, you can sit right in this corner seat. I'm going to give you 3 minutes.
Three? Gotcha. How you guys doing? Glad to finally make it and get through this process. I'm the last justice. I'm Corbett Fleming. As of right now, a little about me. I'm going to be a senior. Only my third semester, though, on the University of Nevada, Reno. I'm a transfer student. I'm a mechanical engineering major. My involvement on campus, I'm in Sigma Phi Epsilon, ASME, the American Society of Mechanical Engineers on campus, and I'm in the Order of Omega. My goals through ASUN for the Associate Justice position would be the professional environment, getting past the theoretical side of all college, which everything is a college theoretical, getting a practical idea of what it's going to be like. And then moving it beyond that would be networking with my fellow students. That's a huge thing with colleges, as being networked as you can. You never know when I'm going to need you. I don't know when I'm going to need any of you guys. And it's a great connection to have it through this. And then on touching on the whole basis of my position being biased or unbiased, I don't see it being a problem, me being biased. I mean, we're all elected or appointed this position. We're getting paid. We're professionals in the sense of that act. And if it is that bad at that point, I will pull myself. So I keep the professionality for that justice. That's me. Any questions?
Are there any questions for the candidate? Speaker Pro Tem Johnson.
How familiar are you with the statutes of the Associate Students and the Constitution of ASUN?
Constitution, I read our part of it for the Associated Student Union, and then can you repeat the first part of it again?
The statutes of the Associated Students?
Can you elaborate a little more on that if you don't mind?
Yeah, it's our legislative document that has kind of all the different, breakdowns of the association.
Well, going over my interviewing process with Sam, we went over all that, and I did have to do a few things with that, and then I did a case briefing on an older one, so I feel like I'm pretty with it and all the things that come with it. Position.
Senator Jackson.
Can you touch on an example of where there could have been a conflict of interest where you could have given a biased, where bias could have shown in something you've done in the past?
In my past? Okay. My past attempts at that bias. Well, throughout everything, I did play college baseball for my first 2 years. And there's multiple times through that, being the outfield captain or whatever it is, not the captain team, where you have to go. And I had multiple times where a bunch of my buddies were reckless ones on the team, and they were doing bad things. And the coach would come, okay, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Who's doing what? And who's really focusing? Who's all this? And there's a lot of times where I had to rat out my roommate and my really good friend, and it helped the team. I thought when he was just being reckless, it wasn't going to be part of the team. It wasn't good.
Are there any further questions for the candidate? Senator Jordan?
Other than the case briefing you went over with in the interview, do you have any experience with reading judicial decisions, things like that?
My sister went to law school. It's kind of a weak one, but I did help her with her application. She calls me time to time to help her with law school stuff.
Sorry, that's a comment for your speech. Are there any further questions for the candidate? All right, seeing none, we ask that you leave the room, although you do not have to. Pray about it when you want.
Back.
Oh, yeah, we'll invite you back. Okay. Yeah. If you could close the door, too. Thank you. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve the nomination of Corbett Fleming to Associate Justice.
Is there a second? Senator Green.
I second.
Discussion on the candidate. Speaker Pro Tem.
When I said statutes of the Associate Students, he didn't automatically know what I was talking about, so I think that's a little bit concerning.
Senator Green. Sam, could you elaborate on the case study he did and what work he actually did do with the SACID interview?
Yeah, so the case study was I asked each of them, I gave them an outline just of exactly what a case study is. I gave them no other information other than that, and I said, this is kind of an example of one, please produce one on a decision that we have made here at the university. And I have to look. I don't believe I have this case study with me, but he was the only one that followed the example outline I gave him to the team. So what the case study is all single space. It's all, you know, you're having order, facts of the case. What was the decision and what precedent is and stuff like that. And so what Corbett did was he identified all three of those very well, which showed to me that though he might not have the best understanding of the document, he can understand the different pieces and how they come together, and that's a huge asset to afford that.
Does that answer your question? Thank you for the comments from the candidate. Seeing none, we'll move to roll call vote.
Senator Berrigan?
Luis.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Ishenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Fang?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Kohler?
Aye.
Senator Oliva?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Urquidy?
Aye.
And Senator Bond, are you on to go to the meeting?
Aye.
Sure. Okay.
Did it pass?
Yes.
Can you read that into the record?
What?
Can you read it into the record that it passed?
This motion passed. How would I say that? Just
the ayes have it. Ayes have it.
The ayes have it.
Congratulations, you are now in the Associate Justice. We're going to do your oath after we read all the candidates. Moving into agenda item 11B, nomination of Veronica Charles to be Director of Legislative Affairs. Veronica, if you would join us at the table, like the other directors, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to speak and as long as possible for questions. You can start whenever.
Well, hi, Senators. So for record's sake, I'm Veronica. I am a senior here at the university studying speech pathology and audiology. And upon graduation, I'm looking to pursue a master's in public health policy. So needless to say, the Department of Legislative Affairs is a good place for a policy nerd to be. Throughout my time working with AASUN, I would hope that there were two things that were apparent. One would be my passion for the student body, and the second would be my love for legislative affairs, and more specifically, how those legislative affairs affect our student body. As Director of Legislative Affairs, it is my goal to combine those two passions to really create the educational platform that the Department of Legislative Affairs is supposed to be. So there's a few different ways that I'm going to do that. First, we're going to up student participation with faculty involvement and different incentives. So faculty are always underutilized on this campus, faculty and professors alike. It's a time in college where students really respect their professors. They look up to faculty members for different things like letters of recommendation and whatnot. So it's really important that in the first few weeks of school, my department and myself are out there communicating and networking with different professors and faculty members to let them know different activities that we have planned and ask them if they have any incentives for their own students, as that usually is a great way to up student involvement. Also, we're going to be having a bi-weekly political chalkboard, so to speak. So it's going to be just like the chalkboard you guys always see on campus, except every other week we're going to replace it with a new piece of legislation that is going to affect the students. We're going to ask students to come up there, write something, how they think it's going to affect them, and what it really means for their lives. This is not only going to engage students, but it's also going to serve as an awesome learning opportunity. The next way that we're going to engage students is through Rock the Boat. Rock the Boat is always a great event. However, this year it's going to look a little different. It's going to be a multiple day event. So first we're going to start with food, live music, things like that. But also we're going to have a dunk tank. This dunk tank is going to consist of all ASUN officials. And then students can come up, line up, and then they're going to be able to ask legislative questions from a list of 100 things that affect the University of Nevada. If an ASUN official gets it wrong, they can go ahead and throw that ball and dunk the ASUN official, so that's actually really cool. And the trick is that the only thing they need to do in order to play and be involved in all of these activities is be registered to vote through to your vote. So that's how we're going to kind of utilize both of those things. This is also a super important year because this is an election year. So not only do we have that opportunity, but this is also an exciting election year. For the vast majority of the undergraduate population, this is the first time that so many of us have the opportunity to vote. So it's crucial to make sure that everybody's being civically engaged on their campus. The reason that the Department of Legislative Affairs was originally created is because it's a way for students to be advocates at the Carson City Legislature on behalf of the student body. So that's something that I think is really important to get started sooner rather than later. So immediately after the election, the department and myself will be headed down to Carson City to kind of take a tour and really familiarize ourselves with different ways that the legislature looks. So that way, the second legislature is in session, we're ready to go. We want to know what we have to ask and what different things we're going to be facing in the legislature. There's also going to be a few different educational workshops. So we're going to have one as an introduction panel where we're going to have different assemblymen and women and state senators who are running for office currently, come to the university and just talk to the students. Let them know their platform and let them know how it's going. And then right after the election, 2 weeks afterwards, they're going to come back in here and we're going to have a panel, What's in it for Wolfie? So they're going to tell us how their policies and ideas are affecting the student body and why the students should be paying attention. And that's kind of where we see the department going as of right now. And if you guys have any questions, I'd love to hear it.
I'm going to start with questions. So when are you going to do the chalkboard?
The chalkboard is going to start the first week of school.
Like, do you have a day of the week or, like, timeline of the event?
So it's going to be after I train with my department. And after that, I have five different pieces of legislation. And it's all going to roll out based on the time that it's, coming into fruition with the local political arena.
Okay. And then the next one is, what do you mean by multiple day on Rock the Boat? So, like, is the first day signing people up, and the second day is, like, the fun if you sign up?
So the first day is going to be the kickoff event. So I apologize if I didn't cover that. The first day is the kickoff event, and that's where the dunk tank is, things like that. That's where the food is. And then after that, we're going to have one of the panels. The panels is when all of the different people running for office are going to be able to talk about what they're doing. And then that's when we're going to also kick off. Something kind of branching off of the political chalkboard. It's going to be very similar, except it's going to, like, ask students to come up and, like, see, like, what they want to do as far as, like, legislation in the future.
Awesome. Is there any further questions? Senator Jordan.
So one of your duties is to provide nonpartisan advice to the president based on what you think student interest is to advance the student interest is what it says. So do you have any plans to keep an ear to the ground or any programs that you have in place or are planning to have in place to see what student interests are?
Sure. So as it correlates to the Department of Legislative Affairs, one of the most important things is that so many people don't know that this department exists. First of all, it's very new. But on top of that, people just think that it serves in ASUN Senate and people don't really access it the way that they should be. It's a platform. And more so than that, it's an educational classroom where we want to be able to teach students and make sure that they know that it's incredibly open to them. So, you know, hopefully through a new revitalization of that atmosphere, we're going to be able to get a lot more student feedback and make sure that we're doing things that are directly in the student body's interest.
Are there any further questions for the candidate? All right, thank you so much. We ask that you leave the room. Probably you did not have to, but I just did as well. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve the nomination of Veronica Charles to be Director of Legislative Affairs.
Is there a second? Senator Green?
I second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? All right, motion carries. Congratulations. If you guys could join me up here for the oaths. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, say your name.
I, Veronica Charles.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations. You guys can sign those and then you can have them in the corner right there. Close them. Yeah, right there. Thank you. Moving into agenda item 16, motions to fast track legislation. I'm seeking a motion to fast-track all five pieces of legislation. Senator Jackson.
I move to fast-track Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the title of Junior Editor of NSERG and the SAS. Senate Bill 84, an act to increase the wage of the Chief Presidential Aide. Senate Bill 84, an act to recognize the wage of for the Chief Presidential Aide position. Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the appointment process of the legislative interns, and Senate Bill 84, an act to recognize rollover funds from fiscal year 16 and various budget adjustments by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? All right. Motion carries. Moving into agenda item 18A, an act to amend the title of the junior editor of the NSERG and the SAS. This bill is located at the end of the agenda. I use a new PDF thing and screwed it up a little bit. But Senator Gordon, if you would like to introduce your bill.
Yeah, so I was just talking to the, or during the school year, this last spring semester, I was talking to the senior editor of NSERG, and one of his big goals was to increase the professionalism of NSERG to try to get more people to submit their works and stuff like that. So one of his biggest gripes with how the program was right now, especially how it appeared in their handbooks and in the SAS, was underneath the senior editor are junior editors. That's all the ones that read stuff, edit the submissions, things like that. And so he wanted junior editor to be switched to associate editor, which really the point of that, none of the duties will change. It's just it's pretty much just semantics to make the position sound better, make the overall department seem more professional as a whole. That's about it.
I'm seeking a motion to approve. Director Reed.
Sorry, I just want to say again, that was actually a good point. It was actually a suggestion that came from the director of the Office of Minor Director of Research, and the title Associate Editor would be in line with what other professional journals do.
James, you want to sit over there? No way.
Sure.
So I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the title of junior editor of the NSERG and the SAS, by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Motion carries. Senator Jackson.
With the motions.
So many words.
Moving into agenda item 18B, an act to increase the wage of the chief presidential aide. Who presented this bill? Was it Senator Fang?
Senator Jordan,
if you would like to introduce it, and then if Chief of Staff Octienza or President Boone have anything to say, go after Senator Jordan.
Yeah. So this bill is to pretty much acknowledge all the additional duties the Chief of Staff has taken on in recent years. So it says in here the 83rd session added a whole bunch of things, helping interns learn data assessment, having reports read into the record, one fundraiser for the Mackey Endowment Fund. Additionally, this year, we're adding setting up the Ace Wind Banquet and the Fall and Spring Retreats. We're putting that into the SAS, as well as we've been noticing that he's been doing a lot more discretionary stuff with the president and the vice president, helping them at their disposal. And it's definitely just a lot busier than the position was in the past. So with that, we think a wage increase is justified from appointed officer level 3 up to 2, which is at $3,000 up to $5,000. And that pretty much falls in line with the majority of the president's cabinet and the directors of a lot of the different departments in the executive branch.
President Booth?
Yeah, just wanted to talk about this. As the bill did come from me and not Sebastian, if you guys have any questions that you might want targeted outside the Senate table, please direct them towards me so we eliminate any risk of conflict of interest with Sebastian. So, like I said, I supported this. This was an idea that came up early. Really, Sebastian's been killing it on retreat, and it's not going to stop after that. 2 years ago, this position was justified at $3,000. Former Chief of Staff Benford made it into something that's much bigger now. Much more work, much more responsibility in this position, and I think it's fully justified. Another $2,000, I'm more than willing to put that towards his wages as well from the budget. So if you have any questions, send them my way. Thank you.
Senator Jordan?
And the reason we're writing the retreats and the banquet into the SAS is so somebody could argue, like, well, just because the past two chief of staffs have set a precedent of some kind, someone could go back to being lazy. So we're writing it into the SAS, but that can't really happen. We're writing that stuff that they've now been doing into the SAS, so they're going to keep up on being busy and keep the wage increase justified.
All right, I'm seeking motion to approve. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act to increase the wage of the chief presidential aide.
Is there a second? Senator Jackson?
I second.
Discussion? Senator Kirby?
So, through the speaker to President Boone, do you think that what amount of time do you think the added obligations have added to the position? Just like a guesstimate.
Yes, so the new ones, as in the Mackey Endowment, those ones, I would say the equivalent of planning the Mackey Endowment will be about 3/4 of planning retreat. That's what I'm thinking. Seth probably put in probably 48 hours to 72 hours total in the retreat between the emails he sent out. What I want to point out is that Sebastian has a ridiculous amount of duties that you'll never see in the SAS because they just come from me. If I send Sebastian a text in the middle of the night, he just does it. So you'll never see those in the SAS, and that's how the position has evolved. So it's hard to put a number on what his new duties are value-wise, but I do think that just the shortness of his duties in the SAS does not paint an accurate picture of his position.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote on the bill.
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Kruppi?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, no, we got Berrigan.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Feng?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Kohler?
Aye.
Senator Oliva?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Eric Liddy?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Awesome. Motion carries. Moving into agenda item 18C, an act to recognize the wage for the chief presidential aide position. So this is simply just to recognize it. So if someone would like to and it changes the aide from presidential aide to chief of staff. So do you want to reintroduce it, or do you want to Senator Fink?
Okay, so this basically just authorizes us to move the money within the accounts for the bill that we just...
I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Jackson?
I move to approve Senate Bill 84 and act to recognize the wage for the chief presidential aide position. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving into agenda item 18D, an act to amend the appointment process of legislative interns. Speaker Pro Tem Jackson, if you would like to introduce this bill.
So if you don't already know, currently the legislative interns are required to go through the Committee on Oversight before they're approved and ready to start their internship. There's two different problems with this. First of all would be practicality. Just to give you some historical context, the legislative internship is only going to be in its third year. So the first year they had it, and Noah can attest to this, how many legislative interns did you have?
You remember?
It was around 10. I would say it was around... How many?
I think we might have had 10 that went through oversight, and then we had some join at the end that we didn't put through oversight, and they didn't sit on committees; they just went to the meetings.
Okay. But it was a significantly small number. So when they went through oversight, it was the traditional experience you see all the appointed officers go through, where you know they give their little platform, they get asked questions and everything, and it's a valuable experience for them in that sense. That they get to kind of see how oversight works and everything. Last year, however, there were 21 legislative interns, and for time's sake, we didn't have enough time to have everyone go up and be able to present their platform, be asked questions. We stood in public comment, and we actually had to go in two different Senate meetings. So what ended up happening with this is it wasn't as beneficial of an experience for the interns. It also delayed the internship by 3 weeks because we had to go through two different, sessions of interns for two different Senate meetings, which pushed back the program a lot. Another problem is it's not consistent with the rest of the statutes. A legislative intern in the SAS is defined as someone who is serving as a volunteer active learning individual who's being educated and prepared to hold office in ASUN. So that means they don't answer to the associated students directly. And that being said, they're not being paid by undergraduate student funds, nor do they have direct power or access to student funds. Anything that a legislative intern does, whether it be a piece of legislation, a bill or a resolution, it has to be sponsored by a senator and then go through that exact same process. So that's pretty much all I have. If you have any questions for either me or Senator Jordan, we'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah, basically what she's saying is they're almost like an undergraduate student that isn't involved with ASUN, but volunteers at legislative events, right, and legislative Senate meetings and things like that. So they pretty much just are an undergraduate student that is learning about ASUN. Director Beegan, do you have anything to say about this bill?
The whole point of an intern is not to have any skills, so I don't know why oversight would approve that they have a skill set to be an intern. When if I had a skill set, I would be an intern and have a job. So that's just what my curiosity why oversight needed to approve them. It's the most fundamental entry level for a position.
Thank you. I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the appointment process of the legislative interns.
Is there a second? Senator Fenton?
Second.
Discussion on the bill? Senator Cooper?
Just perspective from last session, something similar to this was brought up, and we kind of wanted to leave it to the 84th session to decide to see how the program was going to be run at that time. I absolutely agree with Dr. Beattie that it's something that you don't have a skill set for. That's why they're an intern. That's why they're learning. But I would argue that they do still answer to the association. They are kind of still within our purview as an intern is assigned to each of us. And they still contribute to the Senate meetings and to all the committee meetings and things. So I think that to say that they're not... that they don't answer to the association or aren't within our purview is not necessarily correct, but I do think that the approval process is null in that they aren't supposed to have skills yet, so we're not really approving them based on that. It's something that should be reviewed later on how they're doing rather than what they're going to do and what they've done.
I love that. Is there any further comments here?
Just to clarify that point, meaning they don't answer to the associated students, they don't have a direct responsibility to represent them, if that makes sense, if they're not an elected officer or appointed officer.
Is there any further discussion? All right. We'll move into a roll call vote.
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Ishenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Fang?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Kohler?
Aye.
Senator Oliva?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Yerkutie?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
For the rest of the meeting, we're just going to say Yerkutie. But motion carries. Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's okay. You just don't want to write. Moving to agenda item 18E, an act to recognize rollover funds from 16 and various budget adjustments. Brandon, do you want to introduce it and ask you to do the presentation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so like the bill's title, there were multiple changes to the budget, and the rollover finally hit a lot of ways away after I expected it to, but we're good now. So if you guys would like, I can go through every single account and tell you what the balance forward was, but it's roughly around what we estimated, just so you know. I do want to talk about the bigger changes that you will see. For example, the first one is in the elections account. I've spoken with Hunter and Steve about the importance of elections this year. I made it a very big thing when I came into this position, the importance of diversifying ASUN, and that starts with elections. If you look around this table, there's one girl at the table. ASUN needs diversity. So with that comes with elections. This will be the first time that ASUN has marketed elections in the fall. We are changing the operating budget for elections from $4,000 to $8,000, so doubling the operating budget. I asked Steve to put together a presentation to you guys to be as transparent as possible of where that money's going, and we'll start with that, but you want to go.
All right, guys, good afternoon. So like Booth said, in light of asking you guys for more money, it probably won't be fair to show you what I would put that money towards. So just to break down, like I said, again, too, we have $6,000 allocated to us for 1 year. $2,000 is allocated under host, which is primarily food, so food at the receptions, food at the info sessions, the debates, and the barbecues. So that $2,000 is pretty much all of that. The rest is $4,000 under operations. That's literally everything else. So we'll just kind of go through the motions of why. So the marketing plan, like Bruce said, we're doing a full-year marketing plan. The thing I wanted to start off with is t-shirts to hand out at dorm stores, the club fair, at Wolf It Down. So that way they get it early in the year, and then they can wear it to Lombardi. They can wear it to, you know, the KC, to their classes, ground camp, stuff like that, so people can get familiarized with elections. Collateral for my student elections. So the same idea as t-shirts, pins that have HUN elections, March 2017 on it. That way, when they use it in class, everyone runs out of pens. They'll use it, they'll stare at it while they do notes all day. As well as stickers. I was thinking of doing stickers that were kind of vague in a way that would say either Nevada civic engagement or just Nevada elections. That's why we have stickers to not only pass out at our debates and our barbecues, but the co-sponsored events that we have with diversity and inclusion, ledger fairs, and RHA. So, larger scale events. Larger scale events. So the barbecue is like the biggest thing for me. I think in the past years we've kind of just handed out burgers. Most people didn't even know what we were handing out free food for. I think it could be a lot bigger. I'll go into way more detail on another slide on that, though. More events in general, that's just where those co-sponsored events come from. Just doing that as well. I'll go into more detail on that. All events in the student union, so I thought since we are the student body government, all of our offices are in the JOTO, sit for student engagements in the JOTO, it really makes sense to have all of the elections events in the JOTO as well. So the receptions will be in the great room. The debates will be in ballrooms and the theater. And all the info sessions will be in like room 323 or something along those lines. So it will all be there, and with that comes its own individual fees for the JOTO, as I'm pretty sure you guys know. And just to benefit the commission for years to come. So I wanted to look into things that I could buy that not only I could use this year, but multiple years in advance. We wanted to look into tablecloths, so that way when we do go tabling, we don't have our measly little poster in the front. Like, we have something nice that people can recognize after a while and not get to know. As well as a banner. So this banner, the big command is to have a huge one that we drape over the parking garage. I spoke with former President Kaden Fabian before he left, and his biggest piece of advice was to bring back that huge banner, because he felt like that just did so much. It would be the parking garage in front of KC, so much traffic there, just really good publicity for elections. So the t-shirts. Like I said, year-round marketing, passing that out those events, but the main problem was is that I wanted to do a $1,000 order of t-shirts. I was able to convince the wool shop to bring it down to $4 a unit. But still at that, that's a total of $4,000. As you can see, that completely shatters my budget already, just t-shirts. So that's when I knew I had to speak with Boone about possibly increasing it, because we needed money for way more things than just t-shirts. Here's just a quick little design of it. So I just did a wolf, much like the symbols of the Democratic Republican Party. It has the three stars there. You can't really see it, it's kind of small. But the main idea was to have it kind of election-y, but like not too much so people will want to wear them. So hopefully they will. That's what's going to be around campus. That's what people are going to be. The main publicity for the election is going to be. As of right now, I submitted a $1,000 order, but last year we had 500, I believe, at the barbecue alone, and they were all gone within an hour and a half. So I may need to get more. 1,000 over an entire year is very, very slim, but we're just going to have to take it step by step. Elections barbecue blowout. So every year it's been called elections barbecue. I have it on blowout. Just so you guys don't want to take it. So the funds, so the food, the burgers, the hot dogs, the buns, everything that will be coming out of that host account that I have separate, that $2,000. But there's just a lot more that I would like to do. I would want to make this a large scale event. Usually this happens in mid March. That's when things start to warm up. The temperatures get better. People want to come out. So I'm thinking this election barbecue blowout can be something that happens every year that people get excited for. People know the sun's coming out, that they can get ready for this event. I want to pair with programming so that they can help me make it this large-scale event. Right now, it's been hard to get in contact with Director Hurdle because of BLF, but I will be contacting her. I can be very convincing. one good thing that I thought would be awesome is having backdrops like orientation. If we had a certain kind of backdrop, we could probably even use that. But the thing is that they can just take pictures with their preferred candidates, so that way they get that interaction with the people who are running, as well as give us publicity over social media, because we all posted that picture on Instagram, so they'll do it again too. Dunk the candidate, like Veronica knows, you never go wrong with dunking somebody in the water. So that could be a good way too, whether you like the candidate, whether you secretly hate their guts, you have a chance to dunk them. Just get that interaction going too, which is a fun process. So these are just simple ideas that would require money, more money than we usually have. Other elections marketing items, so the pens, like I mentioned before, with I'll get there. Pins to pass out, stickers as well. These are rough estimates. And then so I've been speaking with Inkblot. This picture right here. Is planned to be the main full-year campaign poster that we're going to have for elections. It's going to be like that, but asterisks, but with Wolfie. ASUN, I think I kind of get the gist. But I also think it would be awesome if we were able to get that guy, not that guy, but Wolfie, on the on a huge banner that's hanging up on the parking garage. We just saw a big, huge, fat Wolfie. It's going to catch attention. It's going to be pleasing to the eyes, and people will actually reservation estimates. So I already spoke with with Joe about booking all of those events that I mentioned beforehand. She gave me a quote on it, like the debates, 15 each, three total, present debates, so forth. It came up to $862.50, and those are just rough estimates too. If things roll over, if we need more labor, that could rise as well. This does not include reservations for the co-sponsored events that I plan on having. Stuff like that. So estimated grand total. So I just kind of grabbed everything from all the past slides, put it up there for you, and we got to 7,112. That didn't include the food that was in the other two grand. It does not include, like on the bottom, co-sponsored events, extra t-shirts if we need it, extra pens, extra stickers, or whatever, however it comes throughout the year, how we get there. So that is about $800 to $900 of wiggle room, just in case we do need it.
I'd like to applaud. President Boone?
Yeah, jumping right back in. And to touch on that again, if you're going to give $4,000 to an election chair, this is the one to do it. You have the election chair as a ghost right now, but Steve already has the entire schedule for next year's elections done. So, I mean, you've got the right person you're putting the money towards.
I'm glad.
Moving on to the rest, the next big change that we have is the Biggest Little Festival. We created an entirely separate account for Biggest Little Festival, so there's a dramatic drop of $210,000 from the programming board and set into a new account, split into a host and operating. Host is $10,000, operating is $200,000. And the advertising revenue will be $100,000 for that event alone. So you will see two separate accounts on the budget from here on out. If BLF happens again, it'll probably expand. If it doesn't, it'll be removed. It's simple as that, but it's another transparency thing. What's next? The other big changes were the Insight magazine, Brushfire, and all the publications, really. They all sent in their requests to me of what they wanted, and I was able to match what they desired. I worked very hard with Blythe on making sure that the budgets that they submitted me were actually accurate to what they're doing. They're going to be doing a lot of traveling this year and establishing a name for ASUN at different conferences and whatnot, so I wanted to accommodate that for them. And then the biggest change on here after that is you will see under leadership programs on the budget, I've cut the funding to the iLead About a Mentorship program. It sounds great, and I think we're a few years out from it, but originally when I created the budget, I based my entire opinion on what former Deputy Chief of Staff Springmeyer said about the program, because he was the only one that knew anything about it, and he suggested $15,000 to the program. Looking back at it, and after Deputy Chief Upton has looked into the program, I think our best bet right now for ASUN is to perfect our internship program before we start an internship program. So I've cut the funding for that. It was about $15,000 that went right back to our reserves and didn't go anywhere else. And that is it for the changes. So you will now see that our reserves right now is at, should this go through, $68,154.55. Happy to answer any questions. There's a lot in there, so.
Senator.
I guess we can have a discussion.
Yeah. I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Jack.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84 and an act to recognize rollover funds from fiscal year 16 and various budget adjustments.
Second. Senator Keating.
Second.
Discussion. Senator Ruby.
So could you, without going line by line on all of them, what was the total balance forward? Do you have the total?
Total balance forward was $49,425. That's incorrect. I don't have it. I know when they were all added up, it was approximately $86,000, around there. And then once I put fringe back into the budget, it dropped $71,000, and now it's in its current form.
Okay. Are there any further questions for President Boone or discussions on the bill itself? All right, thank you. Moving into roll call vote on Bill. Oh, wait, sorry. Moving back into discussion, Senator Green.
Sorry, I just remembered. So for elections, What's the current budget?
The current operating is at 4,000 plus 2,000 per host.
Okay.
And then now it is jumping from 2,000
okay.
host to 8,000 operating.
Okay. I just wanted to check because with needing 8,000, I wanted to make sure you got it all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Director Reed.
Yes, yes. So, you're looking at passing the budget and raising it for elections, and I thought the elections chair for starting this early. It's refreshing. And having some plans. We went over some elections data 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago. And some of that elections data said some things. Can you see anything from the presentation that's tied into that data we went over? Or some suggestions you could make to the election chair based on that data? I know it's a lot of data, though. So it's hard to tell us about that.
Senator Jordan?
So when we were looking at the elections data, remember the polling said that the barbecue didn't really influence the vote that much, so putting a huge influence, or putting a huge push on just stuff at the barbecue, maybe putting more in advertising why the barbecue's happening, something like that, just making more aware of why it's happening, and reconsider that whole.
Senator Kirby?
That specific point for the data, I think that in my opinion, the biggest issue with the barbecue last year was that people weren't really saying that it was an elections barbecue or talking about elections at all. They were kind of just handing out burgers. So I think that as long as you're specifically promoting elections in the barbecue, then that will help it a lot. Because the attendance of the barbecue was great. There just wasn't much push for the fact that it was for elections.
So I think what I'm hearing is that you would like the elections chair to start marketing that early and strong. Great. There's another really big data point about a group that wasn't voting equal to their class standing, right? The freshmen weren't turning out large enough numbers. We were getting about the same from each year, right? But we had 3,500 freshmen, so we should have had more freshmen voting, right? Oh, go ahead.
We just had a meeting actually with the RHA president and election chair McNeese, and we were trying to work out some other things that we could do to interact with the residence hall so we can improve those freshman numbers. So, hopefully
maybe taking some of that marketing material, shirts, pens, whatever, and pulling a certain amount of it up just to target freshmen, right, in the residence hall, something. But it seems like whatever we've been doing in the past isn't getting freshmen up. I mean, with a freshman class size like that, you guys probably want to hear. But if they all went out and voted, they could pick the election, right?
They voted them similar. Answer some things. So for the barbecue, the reason why no one knew was, Kruby kind of touched on it. All three of us, every single person on the commission, was on the grilling burgers. So no one even knew. There was no signage. There was nothing. So that's why this year I am going to have signs all over the place. We're going to have people staff for the grill that is in the commission so we can actually speak with the people, tell them what it is, as well as handouts that are going to give them with the plate burger or hot dog or whatever, so they can take that handout that has all the important dates and important events that are happening. Like Senator or President Ford Jackson said, we met with the president of RHA. My plan with the pins and the stickers were actually not to pass them out throughout the year. The plan was to have those pins and stickers waiting for every new freshman on their dorm's desk. Unfortunately, with this debacle with the budget, I didn't meet the deadline for that. But that was the original plan. So we have spoken with the president of RHA and other ways to get with the new class. Right now, they are swamped, so they're just going to get back to me whenever they're settled in.
Speaker Pro Tempore Jackson.
Through the speaker to Dr. Beatty, I can't remember if you can refresh my memory, but was there a disproportionate number of women and men running for office? Was that an issue?
No. And Dara's running the numbers right now for appointed officials, so I'll know that pretty soon. I think the numbers are going to look better this year than maybe in the past. But I know from the elections data, more women turn out to vote.
The only thing that I would suggest, and from the data, if it's not an issue, but there are some great workshops and programs that can come to campus having to do with getting more women to run for office, specifically in student government positions. So I can connect you to that if that's something you'd be interested in. If there is extra funding, I think that would be cool.
Awesome. Is there any further discussion on the bill? Moving to roll call vote on the bill.
Senator Berrigan. Senator Krupe.
Aye.
Senator Duvall.
Aye.
Senator Eschenbach.
Aye.
Senator Feng.
Aye.
Senator Green.
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson.
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson.
Aye.
Senator Jordan.
Aye.
Senator Kohler.
Aye.
Senator Olivia.
Aye.
Senator Smith.
Aye.
I'm going to get this name right. Senator Urquidy?
Urquidy. Aye.
The ayes have it.
Awesome. Motion carries. Congratulations. Selections are ready, please. And the rest of the people got money from that. Moving into agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? All right, moving to agenda item 21, public comment. Senator Jordan.
What are we doing about the deputy informatics manager?
Didn't we give it to Carissa last meeting?
Did we?
No.
Did we give it to someone last meeting?
No.
We'll discuss it next meeting. I think the reasoning I had behind that, if I remember correctly, is not all of the Senate was here, and I didn't know who wanted to take the position. And we already had, I was working with ThinkBlot on it, so it's not like nothing's happening, but I wanted to make sure that everyone who wanted to do it got the opportunity to say they wanted to do it. Just like SNF, so when we put that legislation through to create that committee, it's probably going to be the first week of school. I just wanted to make sure that everyone was here, so if you wanted to run for it or if you wanted to vote for someone for it, you could. Director Charles? Chief of Staff on Tanzer?
I hope I got all of your guys' accommodations in for retreat. If you haven't, please let me know. But thank you guys. You guys were one of the easiest groups to get a hold of and to make sure that we were able to get everything in on time. So I want to thank you guys for that. But what I really want to stress is please be smart tonight, because I'm not taking any excuses. And one drink is the same as $120 if you miss the rafting trip tomorrow. So please be smart with your decisions. Thank you.
George B.
Hey. So, first off, thanks for making quorum. What a great summer, right? Also, I want to thank Senator Ruby for always asking questions.
I like it.
Some people are afraid to ask questions because they think they're going to offend people, but it's not the case. We should be asking questions. Anytime anything with the budget comes up, if you've looked at data or you can think of something, we're not offending the elections chair. The elections chair wants, you know, it's one brain right there, and, you know, more brains are better. So when these ideas come out, it's going to help. I was thinking one of the things you may want to talk about is what's the block party? Because if you can have the stickers and stuff by the time the block party's there, all the residents' folks will be there.
This block party is the 27th, I believe that's Saturday. We just spoke with them at our meeting, so it just depends on when I can send all that through. Right now, my budget is maxed out with the t-shirt, so now that I
But yeah, so anytime anything with the budget comes up, if you have any ideas, any suggestions, stuff like that, we really want to get elections up. Remember, we talked about part of the elections chair job is actually to get people to vote locally and nationally too, right? So we should start looking at ways that that can be marketed as well. Thanks.
Speaker Pro Tem Jackson.
Election Chair McNeish just reminded me of this, but in having our meeting with RHA, we're trying to figure out different ways that ASUN and RHA can kind of work together on different things. And the first one that we kind of thought of that's something really easy is having ASUN kind of sponsor or staff a game at the block party. So I'll be putting up a Facebook poll and just seeing people that can volunteer for that. She said we could either choose a game that we want or they'll choose one for us. But it's just like being out there, showing your face, and like partnering with RHA on this event, and hopefully we'll do more throughout the year. So if you have any ideas for that or you want to get involved with that, please talk to me or Senator Jordan or Senator Bradley.
So any further public comment? Senator Grubbe?
So yeah, I'm going to leave names out for everybody's sake, but last week after the meeting, I was talked to about apparently offending someone for how I questioned the candidate. for the associate justice position, and that's fine with me. If anyone is ever like fearful to ask a question or question someone's character at the table because they think that someone might come up to them, just like text me or something at the table, and I'll ask it. I don't care at all. Because honestly, like that is our job. Our job is to be a check for the entire association. So if you're not comfortable asking a question or questioning someone's like opinion or presentation, feel free to ask me to do it. That's fine. But I do invite you to just ask those questions. Like our job is supposed to be difficult in that way. So if you don't agree with what's happening or what someone's like saying or doing, or you just want that on record, just it's your job.
Yeah, say whatever you need to say. Don't feel like you can't say it at the table. That's why we were elected, or that's why we took the position. And growing off of what Chief of Staff Atienza said, last year there was definitely some issues at retreat. And this year, if there's any issues at retreat, your name will be read through the minutes, and I will have you write an apology letter and read it in the minutes if you are doing some questionable behavior. Any further public comment? Meeting is convened at 6:14.
5 a.m. sharp, people.
All right.
Stephen? Wolfie says yes.
He was holding that in all meeting.
Yeah,
he was
holding that in all the whole time. I see his face.
I just texted him,
and
he said, "Ask
me."
Let's check it out. It is M A D E L I N E I R O T at Gmail.
Hey! My boy! Wait, like, party pants, party pants?
Party pants.
Oh, no, it's party pants.
I just gotta check. Because I have two now.
Oh, you have two
party pants? I got longer.
What?
And your card works to get in? I'll wait for you. I'll let you.
Okay, party pants. So,
it's pocketed party.
Oh,
my God.
What's up?
Samuel.
What up?